Hey, loves, like you, I desire an abundant life and its lifestyle, and to continue to show up as my best version of self, where we win in life to reclaim, rediscover, redesign an authentic and genuine self. And yes, this is intimacy on a whole new level. Welcome. Join us at claritywithsue.com. Again, that's claritywithsue.com. Welcome to the good life. Winning life, my brothers and sisters. Good morning, Benny Boo.
Hi there.
How are ya?
Doing very well, thank you.
You look very handsome and lively.
Appreciate it. Back at you. Not handsome, but
handsome?
Lovely.
Thank you.
Ah, but you caught me, and I caught myself.
Oh, I'm excited. We're talking joy, Benny. We're talking love. We got the Dr. Hannah on the show today.
The best of the best of the best.
The best of the best of the best. I'm super, super excited. Before that, let's do some. I was going to try and do my English really well, and I'm working on it. Here we go. Good morning. All right, everybody. I'm going to bring Dr. Hannah on in just a second. I want to remind all of you, for those of you in the Pacific Northwest, big love and blessings to you, to my friends and family in Mexico, in Croatia, in Canada, all over the world. Thank you so much for tapping in and tuning in and spreading the love. And remind all of you, if you want to get a copy of the newsletter, all you got to do is go to claritywithsue.com and it's going to pop up and it says love bumps, because I want to send you love to you in the email. I don't spam. I don't do any of that. But there are going to be some really juicy links that I send, whether it's show notes, Sue's special finds, all those incredible things and stuff that I love. So make sure that you sign up for the newsletter. Also, if you are joining us live, thank you. If you are joining us later, remember, we are on SoundCloud and iTunes in the podcast world after the live show. If you are driving, good morning and thank you for joining us. If you are visually seeing us and listening to us on YouTube, welcome. Hello. You're going to see us goofing off and loving on you on the video. I wanted to remind all of you, Benny, we have the Northwest Garden Show coming up in a few weeks, don't we?
Believe so. Yeah.
It's the third week in February. Yeah. I know that we've got a lot of listeners that love to garden and to be outside, and they've got amazing showcase of artisans that are going to be there. So I hope I get to see you guys there. I'm kind of sneaking in and saying, I'm going to be there. Oh.
I don't know how you're going to do that, but I want to know how you're going to do that. I'm very... Oh, okay. I got you.
Yes. All right, you guys, here we go. I am going to introduce this wonderful, wonderful human, and we are going to talk about healing with love, joy, tapping into that frequency, what it looks like when we're not tapped in and tuned into that, because I think that's important, especially coming off of the world's change over these last couple of years and in general, right? We're dealing with, and I'd like to redesign the word trauma, because we've got small T traumas, big T traumas. And I say that because the professionals use that as an adjective to describe. It doesn't mean that your small trauma didn't hurt any less than the big T trauma. Where I'm going with this, it's just an adjective to describe. And those small traumas could be a conversation that you had that upset you. It could be just a little nick in the nervous system that just keeps reminding you that you need to stay in fear, or there's a lack of love, or something's going on. So we're going to just kind of have this beautiful container of love and acceptance and forgiveness. And I'm going to bring the doctor on. Just a second. I got to do the formal bio, and we're going to listen to him and understand his why and get into the nuts and bolts of healing and love. So here we go. Hannah's holistic healing. At the age of 12, while walking in the woods, Paul Hannah had his first mystical experience. Four words that were spoken to him from the voice beyond his own: aspire, detach, wisdom, and love. And they became his credo. And I cannot wait to dive into these. Always aspire to be better. Yes. detachful or detachfully observe, yes, rather than become entangled or invested in the outcome, and from material things, seek wisdom always and live with unconditional love for oneself and for all. Welcome, doctor. Hi. Yeah, thank you so much. I'm super excited. I love to talk about love and the contrast of all of that, right?
Yes.
And to remind the audience that they have the power within themselves. And I love your credo. I absolutely love that, right? It's beautiful. Yes. I do the formal bio, but you know what, Dr. Hannah, let's get to know you, your why.
Well, my why is two reasons. One is I see everyone have a gift. Everyone have a gift. When you have the courage to live your gift and to be who you are, you be in a better place. Your family is a better place. Your society, the world is in a better place. The issue is most people conform rather than have the courage and confidence to live their why. So my why is to have the courage to show my light, my love, that can enhance other people to be. And what's my light, whether shine on one person or a million people, you know, it is an opportunity to stimulate them to shine their light, their love, and have the courage, the confidence, the creativity to stand up, to individualize to your uniqueness, your unique gift. And every gift is beautiful. They are divine, you know. And once you flow into that divinity, to that oneness, the one love, one breath of energy, that a universal oneness in harmony that helps you transform this chaos that we're going in. This chaos can lead to clarity, you know. So my why is because I feel I have a responsibility. I have a desire. I have this urge to expand and expand and expand to the oneness, to reach other people's oneness, you know. That's
and
my why.
And to be that example, right?
Yeah, that example,
keep
yes.
Keep shining. Yes.
Yes. You know, it's brought me to the stage that I came up with recently, Susie, that shine, glow, flow. When you can shine like the sun, shine like the sun, having sun love is, it transcends all isms, sexism, racism, politicalism.
Oh, you're using a suism. The isms, yes.
And I'm saying is, so when you can shine like the sun in your heart, your spiritual heart, and be that, and realize we are from that one source, then you can glow like the moon, you know. That is, when you have like aligned yourself, your mental body, your spiritual body, your physical body, all those bodies got to be aligned. So too many people are attached to their intellectual body or their emotional body or their spiritual body. No. There got to be a balance. Once you balance, you glow. So when you can shine and glow, then you can flow. You flow like water. Why water? Because water is so powerful. We are
so powerful.
We know it's like we are 70% water, like the earth. Water always yielding and conforming and flowing to a bigger body of water. It's very inclusive, like love. Love is very inclusive. Hate is exclusive. But if you want to know the basic difference, love is always bringing it in. Hate is always pushing it out. So water is my symbol. It's flowing. And it keeps flowing because it's so powerful, yet so humble. It goes from a little pond to a creek, from a creek to a river to an ocean. It keeps bigger and bigger, but it always unites to a bigger, bigger source. That's just that universal love that's symbolized to me by water, you know?
I love that. And water is way more powerful than fire, too. Many people don't know that.
Yes.
It's so much more powerful. So we are talking about remembering the qualities of your soul, a joyful living your God. I love this conversation. Can we have a conversation, unpack, I mean, your beautiful book, and I'll get back to that in a minute. I mean, the whole conversation is about your book and how you live your life and how we can educate the audience about doing that. Let's unpack what the meaning of soul is.
For me, the soul is the eternal illness to connect with the universal source. We all have that. We all have that source from the oneness, you know.
So and you can call it whatever you want, whatever you want, creates love. I the audience knows I call it purple chopsticks. If that's what you want to believe in, love, go for it.
Go for it. I say go for that. But there's a universal one, and I just know that. And I said that soul is that eternal part of you, you know, that is. We all came back on this earthly plane to remember that soul quality. Yes. And we are challenged with that because we have all these addictions. We have intellectual, emotional, all type of addiction that we have. The question is, are you aware you have another part of you, a divine, that soul part of you? You say, well, that part is eternal. It's not like the physical parts, you know,
no,
that goes and have a same time on this little physical earth. But there's another part that came to get his lessons, to be refined, to shine, to glow, to flow. And so we're about remember that part of us. And I teach people, you know, like everything's energy, that divine energy. But what transform energy is your thought. The question, do you know how to think? So most people
what are the thoughts that are going on inside there, right?
Yeah. You say, can you transfer and create your own thoughts? Can you follow the energy of the divine versus your ego? Make a decision.
You and got being able mind. To discern what that looks and feels like, right?
Yes.
The ego versus love and really discerning, going, oh, that was my ego. No, bye-bye. Or my nervous system, like I was talking about the traumas, right?
Yes.
Because we are in a multitude of traumas. We're walking, you know, experiences of trauma. So there's a lot of relating and discerning from that space versus love, right?
There's a tremendous amount of, I'll call it lessons, because once you get a mindset, once you have the mindset that everything on this earth plane is a lesson for you, you say, well, two things. What's my lesson? How did I co-create this situation?
Yes. And my accountability and responsibility to it.
You got to be right. You got to say, well, what's my responsibility in this? How did I co-create it?
Yes.
Because the law of energy is very clear. It's always returned to the sender. There's no accident in this. It returns back. So you have the courage to become an onlooker. That's what the first A, aspire. When you aspire, become one. You say, well, how did I co-create becoming this situation? How would I transcend the situation? Am I going to be motivated by love, which is the most powerful transform that is? Or we would go to something else. The question is, any situation can be turned into a very joyful situation depending on your mindset.
Yes.
You can look at it as a victim or you can look at it as being victorious.
Yes.
Because it's an opportunity for you to clarify who you are, to purify and expand that oneness within you. It's up to you to decide. I'm here to help people become aware of that oneness within them. I'm here to help them. There's a process. But the process starts with knowing that the law of energy and the law of thought. Everything we see out in that manifest world was a result of a thought of somebody. So what do you want to create within yourself? What are your thoughts? What are your thoughts? Are you aware of your ever-present? We have so many thoughts per day, but are they constructive or destructive? You ask yourself that. Or they keep you going in like a hamster going round and round in a circle.
The isms.
yes. And so it's about learning about energy. It's about learning how to thought and learn about visualization. Those three things are very powerful with breath that I teach, you know, very powerful. Because we got to transform. What's your thoughts? And I ask people, what's your most important thing for you in this galaxy right now? What's your number one priority? Most people say, well, my family or my job. I say, no, it can't be. I'm going to ask you again, what's your number one priority? Susan, the number one priority is your breath. If no breath, no breath, Susan, guess what? You're in the spirit land.
There's nothing if there's no breath.
So we have to understand how the ancients used breath, how we use breath for healing, relaxation. But conscious breath can be very cleansing, expansive relaxation. So I teach people that breath is your priority, number one. Now the question, how do you use your breath? We know as a physician that people who are very anxious, they breathe. No, they're anxious. They're not breathing like a little baby, Dante. So using the breath is a fantastic way of transformation along with your thought process and visualization.
Well, let's back up with that, Dr. Hannah, because it's really important. I want the audience to really get a bite of this. The breath.
Yes.
The breath. Breath. You guys, because one, and there's no coupon here. There's no discount. It's all free. You get it right here, right now. And you get to take your own power back within your breath.
Breath. Within your breath. Your
breath. And then your body goes into homeostasis. Then you can think, then you can focus, then, right?
Yes.
Then you can do the family thing. First breathe.
First breathe. Take a breath. You got to take a breath. You got to breathe first. So I got people really understand how important breath is to relaxation, harmonization, health, and happiness. Breath is number one. Breath keeps this physical form alive now in the physical, on this third dimension. Breath. So breath is critically powerful.
Very.
That once
people don't realize it. They don't realize it.
It's because it's taken for granted.
Yes.
It's too simple.
And they're also addicted to the chemicals that are being released, right? Because of the fight or flight and all that stuff that's happening. They're like, oh, wait a minute. I guess I can breathe.
Yes. Yes. We all know breath are critical, depending on how you use it. The babies come here, they remember. Because they're always breathing from the dantian below the navel, 2 inches in. Yes. That's why the little kids have so much energy. They are breathing naturally. If you also notice that kids in the first 7 years of life, their soul is open. They have all the qualities of love, all the soul qualities, you know. They don't hold resentment. They fight 1 second, they hug the next second. They don't hold that. They're breathing from dantian. Their soul is open with love. It only changes depending on the environment the kid is around.
Yes.
They pick up that after the 7 years. So I want to get back to breath. It's very, very important.
Yes.
thought. What are you thinking? If you sit back and become your own, look at your own thoughts, you say, my God, do I think like that? Yeah, just observe yourself like you're going to the movie. What are you thinking? And what are you focused on? What do you focus on daily? What are your predominant thoughts? What goals do you have for yourself spiritually, emotionally, mentally, all of those things? Do you have clear goals? If there's no clarity, you have confusion.
Yes, and you have chaos.
And chaos come in. So my question, very simple. Breath is priority. Learning how to thought. What are your thoughts? And asking yourself, which one of your bodies do you really want to cultivate? The body is very important. And then because the soul is inside of that. But beyond that, what do you use the body for to expand your soul? When you use and become aware of the quality of your soul, the body is a great vehicle. And I teach people, you say, somebody pissed me off. I say, really? They pissed you off? That's interesting. Let's examine that statement. First of all, you gave them the power to piss you off. You gave them the power. So what made you become a victim to that situation? Examine yourself, not the other person, not the situation. What you say someone pissed you off, no, you gave them the power, or you had some expectation how they should have acted, you wanted them to act, so therefore you want to control them. Therefore, you are violating their own soul, should I say it, soul right. Oh my God. Everyone have a what we call free will and choice.
Yes.
What make you think that your way is better than their way for them? The question is, can you harmoniously adjust to any outside situation? If you cannot, that's because of you, not because of the situation.
Oh, what about, you're triggering me. Stop that. Yeah. You're triggering me. I'm like, no, sorry, sweetheart. Because I didn't live in your shell. I didn't live in your human shell of experience, right? I don't know.
Correct.
Right?
It's important for us to take responsibility. And by doing that, we're remembering qualities inside of you to help you do that. But breath, thought, responsibility, remember it. It's very important for you to do that. I'm sorry.
That's all right. That's also what you talk about in your credo, aspire and detach wisdom and love, right? And you talk about your credo. And again, there and looking at the contrast audience between how you're showing up, the voices in your head, Are you breathing? It is as simple. I mean, for all of you beautiful humans that are in the car right now and you're rushing to this or rushing to that or the isms of life, like Dr. Hannah and I were talking about.
What?
Oh, how about just breathing nice and easy in through the nose and out through the mouth? Count of six, in through the nose, out through the mouth. Just nice and easy. And see how your body changes. Your mindset will change. Your breathing changes. It brings everything into a calm sense of homeostasis in the 3D, right?
Yes, yes.
Yes.
Yes, it's important. And it's very important for me to help people learn their thoughts.
It's a paradigm shift, right?
Yes.
Because there's so, you're in the rat race, the 3D rat race, right? Of the isms like you're talking about. And you go into details, remembering qualities of your soul by Dr. Paul Hanna, who we are speaking to today and his lovely book. We talked about the soul. We talked about breath. Can we talk about the importance before we go to, we'll have a break in a few minutes, but I would like to have a conversation and educate the audience about detachment, not controlling or having that attachment to the outcome. Can we have that conversation, doctor?
Oh, yes. In regards to, you look at ourselves, there's so many addictions out here. You ask yourself, what are the basis of the addiction? So let's start with emotional addiction or mental addiction. And so many people doesn't have the courage to say, you know what, I don't see this this way, and have the courage to step back, to detach from that. To do that, you have to have the courage to accept a lot of criticism that will come towards you. Can you face the criticism from your family, or from your race, or your political, whoever you are? Can you take the criticism? If you look at that is and say, you know, they have the right to feel the way they feel, the way they think, I release them with love, but I'm sick of how my view. I'm detached from that. And I tell people when I help them with addiction, be it emotionally or substance, teach them what part of you is addicted to that. Are you addicted because you want to be with the social group? Are you addicted because you want to be accepted by your family, your political party? Do you have the courage to stand on your own? It's a big question.
Do you have the courage to stand on your own? That is a big pill to swallow, doctor. Metaphorically speaking, right? But it's so true. And I love what you keep coming back to is courage.
Yes.
The courage to stand in the rink, right? The courage to stand in the face of people's wrath, you know? their expectations, their control. Yes.
Their control. If you look at it like this, and I help people kind of grasp it. I say, you know, out of 8 billion, 9 billion people in this world, how many have your thumbprint? I say, how many have? So that means you're individualized in person. Do you have the courage to be an individualized thumbprint who you are?
Mm.
I mean, so there's a reason why the Almighty, whatever it is, and all the creators, 9 billion people, they all have a different thumbprint.
Yes.
So you have a different gift.
Yes.
You have a different purpose.
Yes.
Be that. Have the courage to be that. And no one is wrong because they don't like you for it. I tell people like this, you know, 1/3 of people just love Susan. This man, think about your show. They say, oh yeah, I love it. She's a great show. They say, I don't know. But as I listen to the show, I like it. Then there's a 1/3 say, I don't give a never go like Susan. I don't care what kind of credit she's doing.
And I'm going to say, I love you.
That's okay with that. They have the right for that. Respect their sole right to free will and choice. There's nothing wrong with them disliking you or liking you. You don't take it personally.
No.
You don't give your power away for that, react to that. No reaction. It's already response with love.
When we are taking it personally, when we are in that, because a lot of people, like I said at the top of the hour, are still in that trauma state, right?
Yeah.
If you are, those are signs, you know, I'm taking it personally. I'm just, you know, what I forget what the other adjective to describe is, but talking about, you know, discerning between love and you're not in a space of love.
Yes.
As layman as I can get, you know, you, you're taking things really personally. You're wanting to control the outcome. You're not detached.
This is
really important, and things that you're talking about in your book, Dr. Hanna. All right, you know what? It is about the 8:30 mark. Let's go ahead and take a quick commercial radio break. And when we come back, we're going to continue talking with Dr. Hanna. If you'd like to join us on YouTube, we're going to be over there for about 3 minutes. So come on over. Sue here with Clarity with Sue. We'll be right back. Hey there, everyone. Sue here with Clarity with Sue. You also know me as the host and creator of the Gratitude Cafe. Please sign up for the newsletter so we can stay in touch. All you got to do is go to claritywithsue.com, sign up for the newsletter. And I am creating vitality, abundance, and resilience. I want you to win in life and to reclaim, rediscover, redesign the authentic and genuine you. If that sounds juicy and yummy, come over, let's have a conversation, sign up for the newsletter and or the coaching program and the C2C live online program. Again, that's claritywithsue.com.
Being hospitalized can be frightening, especially for a child. Here at Encourage Kids, we provide the resources and the funding to bring much-needed reassurance, smiles, and yes, hope to hospitalized kids and their families. I'm Michelle Hall Duncan, President and CEO of Encourage Kids, and I encourage you to learn about our positive and life-altering programs, how we ease the anxiety around hospitalization for every one of our pediatric patients. Join our efforts. Visit encourage-kids.org.
Alternative Talk 1150. We're on your radio at 1150 AM. We're on your HD radio at 98.9 Channel 3.
So many ways to listen.
We're on the web at 1150kknw.com. Streaming live audio and video as well as MP3 archives of many of our shows.
So many ways to listen.
And now, we're on your smartphone or tablet. Download our free app in the Apple App Store or Google Play and take Alternative Talk 1150 anywhere you go.
So many ways to listen.
Alternative Talk 1150. It's good for what ails you. This statement has not been evaluated by the FDA.
Everybody, Sue here. It is the Clarity with Sue show. It was and will always be about love and gratitude, even though it's not the Gratitude Cafe anymore. It is about bringing new education, new thoughts, new ideas, new you to the table, reclaiming and redesigning an authentic and genuine self, how you want to show up, the courage to show up, right? To win at life, to be that example. And that is why I bring all these incredible guests on my show, whether it's myself educating and teaching or the beautiful Dr. Hannah's of the world. So we were just chatting about your trip to Ireland. Do you want to continue that here?
Yes, I was saying, what I was saying was, I was there about 3 years ago and I went to this place. It was surrounded by these 6,000 year old rocks and a lot of energy in there, you know.
Oh, yeah.
So I stepped in, and other people began to start praying. I said, wow. And I'm standing there, and this voice says, step forward, I'm going to lead you. And I'm looking around, so I said, oh, who's talking to me? I said, that was my second.
Those are the purple chopsticks, Doc.
And I said, wow, this is like leaving me without an excuse. It's leaving me without an excuse. I don't have more excuses. Like, all right, have the courage to step forward. Have the courage to detach from your role as the big-time medical directors of all the agencies. Now step forward from your talent, which I'm very good as a physician. But no, it's just a different type of healing. When I use my gift. I'm using my gift now. My gift, I don't need to be educated by the society, need to certificate my certification. I'm qualified from my soul inside. All I have to do is to remember. And when you remember that quality, and everybody got a light, everyone have a unique thumbprint, all I ask you, have the courage to be your thumbprint. No one have you. No one have your thumbprint. And you are beautiful. You have gifts. Don't get the gifts confused with your talents. Mm. In this country, we promote talents all the time. And we downplay gifts. But your gift would be a part of the collective whole to bring the unification harmonization to this planet. Your gift. Talents are good. But your gifts are profound. Just have the courage to be your gift.
Yes.
I said B. B is bold energy, beautiful energy. That's what B means. B-E, bold energy.
First, you got to breathe so you know that you're in your body. Breathe is the number one thing.
Yes. So I'm saying that realize all you were listening have a gift. You wouldn't be on this frequency today if you didn't have that gift here to talk right now. There are no accidents. There's a reason why you're listening, so you have a gift, have the courage to follow up and be that. So many people have a disease that called conformity. We conform to our talent, we ignore our gifts.
Did you guys on my audience, did you hear that? Conformity, talents versus gifts. And yes. The doctor, the gracious doctor, during the commercial break, he was talking about his own hurdle, so to speak, going into his gift with this beautiful book, right? Because you were very comfortable in the doctor role, very comfortable. You know, I love this conversation because I've been there multiple times, you know, whether, you know, it was starting the radio show and Source said to me, guess what? You're going on live radio. And I said, no, I don't know anything about live radio. I have to speak my truth to thousands of people. Yeah, I'm stepping in. Guess what? Took courage. There's little courages in everybody's life. Stepping into that and making a powerful choice for yourself.
Yes.
And building on that is so important. And I love the conversation we were at break. I'm going to swing back to that because even though we are in the work and we do it, we still have our hurdles. We still have our discernment and wisdom lessons that we're gaining, right? Yours was standing in the rocks and step into your greatness, sweetheart.
Step
you're
into
going.
It. And I said, no, I couldn't deny it. I couldn't deny that when I was 12. And I couldn't deny because I'm looking around. These are real. These are real experiences for me. And I said, okay. And I know I'm being led by invisible forces. I look around, I pick up a book. I said, wow, why did I pick up this book? And this book is talking to, I love triangles. And I said, wow, why do you book out triangles? And I did my numerology, I did this. And like they laugh at this, what it is. Triangles and, you know, and infinity signs. I got all kinds of symbols coming to what after that time, you know. That's why I'm so excited about this now, to step out. Be talking to people like you. I said, I'm going to share it. I'm going to shine. I'm going to glow. I'm going to flow. And like, with the heart of love, you know. Mm. Make sure whatever you do, from now on, people are listening, make sure your actions are motivated by love and grounded in truth. I didn't say about what you feel. I didn't say what you believe, about what you know, but what is the truth, though? You say, I don't know if that's true, but own that. That's honesty, you know. Say, well, this is my feeling. Your feeling may not be the truth. Don't take it like it is the truth. I think this, okay, that's nice. I believe this that night, but what is the truth, though? So speak when you're motivated by love rather than truth. When you're talking to people, if they get pissed off, that's a person. They know you're telling them the truth. They're not ready for that.
Yes. Yeah. And, you know, that's a really good, well, there's a few things happening, Dr. Hannah. You being the communicator and standing in the rink, you're leading by example and standing in courage. That's one.
Yeah.
Two, you're able to communicate with compassion and love. That's two, right?
Yeah.
Because you're not shoving anything down anybody's throat. This is all you choosing to show up in courageous love, compassionate love. That's how you want to communicate. That's how you want to show up. I mean, if you do, audience, ask yourself. I know I do. And if you're not, that's a good indication to you that you're not breathing or you're in a trauma state. There's something going on that has got you internally triggered. So you need to have a conversation with yourself. start with the breath, right?
Mm-hmm.
Start with the breath. Go ahead, Dr. Hannah.
And you have to, with the breath, you have to observe yourself. What am I thinking? Am I thinking my thought or these somebody else's thought? Yes. Am I so open to the media? These are the media thoughts that I adopted as my thought, but are they really your thoughts?
Right. Is it grandma's thoughts from back in the day or, you know, an old belief, you know, the old patterns and beliefs that we were brought up with or a coach said to us years ago, and we're still in that belief. I'm like, no, doesn't have to be that, right?
That's correct.
We were talking about conformity earlier. Yeah. Doesn't have to be.
It doesn't have to be. See, water always flows around. It's not fixed, you know, it's not fixed. So that's why I like to flow like water. Yeah. Because water is flowing with unity. Water is flowing with love. Mm. Water is flowing with life, you know. So shine, glow, flow. It's a very rhythm that has metaphysical laws behind it. Everything I say have universal laws. The sun is a divine energy. The moon is a divine energy. Mm-hmm. Water is a divine energy. I'm always talking about divinity and love. So I can make rhymes. I'm very quick putting things together like this, you know, but shine, glow, flow have all the divine flows, the laws to them. So it transcends man's, a human's law. This is divine law. Some people, I don't want to shine sun to, no, that would be human law. That's not divine law. I want to give you no water. No, you can't get no water. I said, whoa. That's not a divine issue. That is a human issue. Because we want to control out of fear of lack and separation, control. That's why I say sunshine transcends all isms. Racism, sexism, abusism, ageism. No, those are humanism. That's not divinism, you know. That's
complete. No. No, and it's important that we have that open conversation so they are, so we're giving them adjectives to describe so they can discern when they are in the isms and when they are in a state of love, because media and society is so spun out in the gerbil wheel of right. what that should look like. You know what? Let's go back to your book. You talk about the three phases, keep up. And then in phase two, you talk about get up. Mm-hmm. Can we talk about that?
Yeah, well, get up still, like you're getting back to that courage. Now, you can see it, but will you get up to be it?
Oh. Oh, say that again. That is a Dr. Hannah-ism.
Yeah, I say you can see it, but will you get up to be it? You got to be. We are human beings, not, you know, we got to be. Yes. Most people got, like I said, under the glow, like the glow like the moon, intellectuals, people can read my book. Will they be my book? There's a difference. Someone say, Susan, I understand you. To me, that doesn't mean anything. Well, I agree with Susan, most important, because agreement from the heart, intellectual, from the head. Heart is with the love, agreement. Let's do this. So get up is having courage. Get up is having a paradigm. I want to shift this from my attachment to this now. I'm going to get up and be this. Mm. I see it, now I'm going to be it.
And having the courage to be it.
Yeah, having the courage to be it. Yes.
Yes.
So you must have the courage to now and get up. You say, yeah, that's nice, but I'm laid out a little bit longer. No, it's not going to change till you get up.
You if you want your life to change, you have to change.
You have to change. You have to get up with thought and breath and action and be it. It's all
and it
about
is you being in, and I call it like a yoga pose all the time, right?
Yes.
It's a practice. It's got to be in. Go ahead, Dr. Hannah.
It is having a joyful state, being an onlooker to you. Are you an onlooker to you all the time? Just looking at you, examining you. Say, wow, where did that come from? See, you have private thoughts that other people might not see. The question is, are those private thoughts also pure? Mm-hmm. If they're not pure, are you willing to transform, forget, forgive yourself and other people that you have the private negative thoughts about? Because thought goes out also invisibly, you know.
Oh, I have an example of this. This is beautiful. You'll appreciate this, Dr. Hannah, because when you are having the conversation in your head, and this has truly happened to me. Actually, I was driving to the radio show a few years ago and I was ticked off and I was triggered. And I was going to give them a piece of my time. I was going to tell them, and I'm running through the script in my head. And you know what I did in the car? I literally bit my tongue.
Wow.
Right?
Yes.
I didn't say anything. I took accountability, responsibility. I'm like, ah, purple chopsticks. You're right.
Yeah, that's beautiful. Right? But you had the courage. You had the courage to look at yourself.
Oh, absolutely. All the time.
But then after courage, you had to have the, what I call it, honesty. Wait a minute. You got to get so honest that.
Like your book. You got to step in the ring for your book and get honest with Dr. Hannah.
Unbush yourself and say, whoa. No, you got to really be honest with yourself. Put a microscope on yourself. Put a microscope on yourself and realize it takes total responsibility for everything. No one told you to inhale and eat what you was doing. You did it on your own. You understand? Your breath is you. Your thought is you. Now, let's look at it and change that paradigm now. It takes courage and honesty. Honesty is a big principle in the divine nature. Are you honest?
Honesty, self-acceptance, radical self-acceptance, right?
Radical self-acceptance, radical self-honesty also. Yes, all of that.
But that's you taking your power back, right?
Yes. When you have to take it back by being honest, realize how you gave it away. And why did you give it away? Because so many physicians get rich off of people who is functioning at the third chakra. The third chakra is wanting everybody to take responsibility for their health. You tell me how to do what to do. I said, you're looking for another doctor. I don't do that. I'm going to hold you accountable for what you do.
Yep. You're swimming. You got a boat right there. Here's the oars.
Yeah. But so many physicians do take those patients, and they are everything dependent. I said, how is that you helping them? You know, they say they need a pill for this, they need a pill for this, they need a pill for that. I need a pill to lose weight, and a pill to gain weight. I said, wait a minute. Let's learn something. But you can't force that. You can't force nothing spiritually on people. They must be receptive. To force it is intellectual abuse or emotional abuse. You cannot force your Dalai board certification, your MDs, JDs, all that on people. No. They must be joyfully receptive. So receptive is very powerful. If you really want something to grow, they have to receive it from internally, not because you force it on them.
And the willingness to receive it. I mean, we are a society of, oh, it's okay. I'm fine.
Yeah.
You know, and not having that true, honest, I'm going to receive it because I'm getting a gift or giving a gift. It's just truly, honestly receiving it, not from a sticky ego. You know, I call it sticky because you know that frequency. It's sticky, yes. Nikki. And I don't want that. I want it flowing like the water, like you were using that example, right?
Yeah.
Flowing and ease and love, right? So really watching, like you were saying, Dr. Hannah, and in the book as well, really paying attention to who you are and how you're showing up, right? And the conversation that you're having in here. And the breath is free. It's right there.
People must realize every day they are receiving what they manifested and they're creating simultaneously. So what are you creating? What kind of thoughts, what kind of behavior are you creating right now?
Are you being intentional, right? Yeah. That intentional life, or are you just not? The isms.
Yeah. The intentional is very important to be aware of what you're doing. Even if you're not aware, you still negative energy still come back to you. So become a big onlooker of yourself, you know, of your thoughts, of your feeling, of your actions. Are you aware of what you're doing? Because whatever you do to you. You cannot go before that. Just remember, energy always, always, always return to source. Yep. Conscious, unconscious, you send it out, it's coming back to you. There are no accidents with that. Just be mindful that whatever I send returns. You can't buy your way out of it. You can't escape it because you sent it. And you say, I don't like this person because they remind me of something. Okay, it's not the person, it's you in this person.
That's yes. Look at the mirror. Look at the mirror.
Look at the mirror.
Yes.
You know, and I tell people, you can run and get another relationship. Go ahead. Let me see how long it lasts.
Totally. Yes. Like,
yeah. It might last, you know, it's fantastic for 3 months, 6 months. Then guess what? And back to the same thing. So many patients come back. Oh, I changed. I got this one. I got another relationship. Okay, did you? You changed faces. But the lesson in life is still there. We're manifesting this person eventually.
Yep. It's the lesson. Keep showing up in your life until you've learned the lesson.
Yes. And I tell people, you must graduate. Otherwise, you're going to get a headache. You got to graduate from the situation. You can't just run from it, you know. That's what
I'm
talking
come
about.
On. That's so much easier. You mean I have to stand in courage and take care of me and take ownership and accountability?
Yes,
but doctor, can't you just give me a pill?
Yes.
No.
To take care of it, you know. So it's very funny that way, you know. And I tell people, you must learn to be responsible. Whatever return you send it, when it returns to you, accept it with grace. Nobody else, no one else is responsible for that.
Yeah.
It's you.
Yep. You know so what I call that? I call that compassionate curiosity.
Okay.
When I say, you know, when things are happening to me, I've done it. Don't get me wrong. I'm fully aware of that. However, to help take the sting out of it and to keep myself in an elevated state of being, I say, all right, compassionate curiosity, compassionate for myself, compassionate for the situation. And let's get curious about what's going on here, right? Let's get mm-hmm. really curious. So it kind of, it goes with the flow. It does, you know, the flow and the ease,
yes.
right? Versus
yes.
the stinging or the stickiness of it. And mm-hmm. I think that's an important conversation to have because it's so easy for us as humans and our humanness to go down that shame rabbit hole. And that's not what we're talking about. That's not what Dr. Han is talking about. It's not what I teach or talk about. It's about compassion and love and
yes.
being courageous and brave to stand in that power. Because you hear the media and everybody's talking about your power, find your power and your purpose. Well, guess what? Dr. Han is talking about it right now. Your power and your purpose is within you. And it starts with the breath and accountability and responsibility, that love. I love that. I'm going to remind everybody about your book. It's Remembering Qualities of the Soul or of Your Soul, Joyfully Living Your God's Self or God Self. I love this.
Yeah.
We have talked about so much and we're coming up on about 8 more minutes. Do you want to, where would you like to go? How about I do that? Is there something that's kind of ticking that you really want to cover?
You know, it is about that clarity you're talking about. Clarity.
Yes.
And so many things that throws out in this world right now, throws people off. And if you can't focus your thoughts, you won't move. You'll be like a hamster. You're going around in a circle.
Yeah.
So it's taking
That's
the time.
That's a trauma state too, right?
Yes. And it's taking the time and learn how to use the breath. Taking time to get quiet and become an onlooker to yourself. Don't try to stop the thoughts when you get down and get quiet. Just let them run rampantly. Let them run and run and run.
But again, like you say, without attachment, detach.
Not about attachment. Just let it run for a while and practice that. And think what you can come up with clarity. What's down there that you really desire to do? Because you got to get to that point that you can start moving forward with purpose, with decision, with clarity. From that, you got a lot of seeds, you know. You have the confidence. You have the courage. You have the creativity. You have the compassion. All that charisma comes from clarity. What are you clear about? I want people to be clear about their number one priority is their breath. And number two is their thought process. Now I'm asking you just to get quiet, to observe your thoughts. What are your thoughts? In a quiet place. Just let it flow out and see, and you will find something settled that's very clear. From that, you can attach your honesty and say, okay, this is the way I desire to move. There's two down there. That is your divine and your ego. We know which one leads to, but you have to personally decide beyond pressure from your family, your peers, your race, your political, doesn't matter what, you have to individually decide. You must become an individualized before you can harmonize. If you never individualize, you personalize. That's why the divorce rate is so high. We are in the personality, not individuality. Personality is constantly changing. I thought this, I hope this, wish this, those are BS, you know. Individualize so you can harmonize, then you eliminate being jives, okay?
Yes, I love this. Dr. Hannah-isms, you have more than I do. I love it.
I'm just saying, have the courage to be clear that you are a beautiful person who have gifts. No one have your thumbprint. You have the inalienable right to shine your light. When you shine your light, it doesn't impede anyone else. You make their light brighter because you're being real. You're being an individual. We are the step on people. We are personalized. We want to control. We want to dominate. We want to eliminate anybody less. That's personality. But the soul, you don't have to. You're just being because there's enough for everybody. Everybody can shine their light. Shine the light in this dark earthly plight. Shine your light. So start with clarity. And you develop those seeds that I was talking about.
All those beautiful seeds. Yes.
All those confidence. Beautiful seeds.
Yes.
And I'm saying courage. Those beautiful seeds. Just remember, you have those, the universe gave you this already to let you know there's no one like me. I have a right. I have a real, I'm an isness, not an ifness. It is what it is. Not if, to, maybe, just forget all of that. You are no ifness and maybeness. You are a isness. Be you. Be the individual.
You. Being you, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes. And understanding the conversation, even more than understanding, the hyper-awareness of the conversation that you are having within yourself. It could be, you know, it could be the bad roommate or the drunk monkey, some isms that I have, right?
Yes.
So who are you listening to? Who are you having a conversation with? Are you loving on yourself or are you shaming yourself? Really get clear on having that conversation. I want to remind everybody how to get a hold of your book and how to get a hold of you. Obviously it's on Amazon. You can find the website at paullhannah.com. All of this will be in the show notes too, guys. So if you're driving, there is a free gift. I understand that you're offering 9 tips to shine like the sun,
go like
glow
the
like the moon, and flow like the water.
Yes.
I love it. Just like shine, glow, and flow. And I will have all that in the show notes as well. You can find that information on Dr. Hannah's website. It's paullhannah.com. You are also available for private sessions. Is that correct? And they can get all that information on your website.
Yes.
And go ahead.
I'm going to add another website, hannahsholistichealing.com. Hannahsholistichealing.com. That is the proper one to get the book. Private session. I do workshops, consultation to organization as well. That's what
okay.
I do.
Okay. Ooh, you're stepping in the rink.
I'm stepping in the rink.
You're doing it.
I mean, I was doing the hospital all along, the hospital. Oh, let Dr. Hannah come and do in-service workshop, rounds. I said, okay, it's a talent. But gift, you stepping out. When your patient pushes you out and say, Dr. Hannah, where should you know who you are? You know it's time to go. The patient's telling you it's time to go.
Are you walking through that lesson of standing in a different rink in your purpose versus the talent?
It's two things. As I said to you, I've been honest with myself and I have the courage to stand up. So those two things, you realize you're part of everyone came in with a gift to shine. Okay, now it's time for you to stand up. Be honest with yourself. Don't rationalize and all those and have the courage, the confidence, creativity, the compassion, the charisma, just be that.
Yes.
I have so many of those, Susan. I got so many acronyms.
And, I love acronyms. I love
it. I got
it.
So many of those.
Oh, I love it. We are going to wrap it up. This hour went so fast, didn't it?
Yes.
It did.
Yes.
I love this conversation. Thank you so much, Dr. Hannah. For those of you who are wanting more information, please go to claritywithsue.com. Sign up for the newsletter. I'll have all the links and the information in there for you. Again, claritywithsue.com newsletter. It's the love bumps that get put into the emails. Each of you are your own thumbprint, right, Dr. Hannah?
Oh, thumbprint, yeah.
Oh, thank you so much for being courageous, for stepping in the rink and shining your true light to all of us. Keep doing that. And for all of you in the audience, we'll see you next week. And until then, each of you are a gift. Get out there and share yourself with the world.
And we take off, yeah, we'll be flying. We're here, a brand new gear to show what we got.